Right now, here on the show, we are speaking with Onondaga Community College Athletic Director Rob Edson. Have a lot of respect for this man. We've had the opportunity to talk numerous times, and Rob is now back with me today in the midst of something that the women's program was trying to do for basketball. Rob, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great, Dan. How are you?
Good, and let's go to that first. You know, looking at what happened with the game, obviously the team lost last night, Mike Wheeler's women's basketball team, but they had done so much up to this point, won the Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship, were the NJCAA Region 3 Division 3 champions, and got themselves to the NJCAA Division 3 Championship bracket and lost in the semifinals. Your thoughts on what Mike Wheeler has done in such a short amount of time?
Well, I think most importantly with it, what he's done is he's gotten a group of kids that come from diverse backgrounds, some from bigger schools, some from smaller schools, and he put them all together, and they really, really meshed very well on the court and off the court. And they were able to achieve an awful lot for a team that frankly didn't have a lot of size, but had incredible heart and incredible passion to play the game. And what they accomplished this year by no means was overshadowed by the fact that they got beat last night, because they have an awful lot to be proud of. They represented themselves, they represented their families, they represented the college, and frankly they represented the entire Central New York community in a way that really, really everybody should be very proud of.
Definitely. I mean, you look at a team that was 25-3 before they played in the Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship, before they moved down to region, before they moved down to the championship bracket. 31-3 on the season is something to truly be proud of. I mean, obviously this team was in the top three in the country throughout the year, and you look at this being young and as an athletic director at OCC, and when you have a program like this developing, what does it mean to you as an athletic director that you get to experience overseeing such a thing?
Well, it's obviously rewarding, but at the end of the day, you're only as good as the people that you have around you, and that's the coaches, and the coaches are only as good as the players that they have around them and the assistant coaches they have. And, you know, it's very fortunate to come here and if you will, inherit some real good people, some real strong programs, some people that really are committed to help. And that ultimately leads to success. And I would look at last night, you know, a lot of people, they will remember what you did last. But the one thing that I've talked to Coach Wheeler and to the team about is that this is a long haul. And this is more than just about whether you win or you lose this game. It's about what we prepare the kids for life and how the opportunity to participate in sports and to experience the kinds of things that team achieved. You mentioned the championship runs, both the conference, the region, and getting to the national championship tournament. Those are the types of things that are going to help those kids prepare for life, to be ready to battle different things that they're going to experience in life. And I think at the end of the day, even though we may lose that last game and it doesn't say national champion next to our game, next to our team, they're going to come home and have an awful lot to be proud of and really can reflect back on the fact that this was an incredible season for them that contributed to their lives in ways that they can't even understand probably today.
Speaking with Onondaga Community College Athletic Director Rob Edson. Rob, looking at the fact that not only did this team get to where they got to, speaking on the women's basketball program for OCC, but I think one thing that people don't really think about too much is that this is a team that nationally has been recognized throughout the whole year and then gets to that championship bracket that only has 2 years to really have these players develop these players. I mean, Onondaga Community College, you have your athletes for half the time that a Division I school for NCAA, Division II, Division III can have these athletes. So let's go into that a little bit, is that it's not just that they're doing great things on the court, but it's the fact that you really have a condensed amount of time to do that, which makes what they've done even more special.
Yeah, it really does. That's probably been the biggest transition for me, coming from Syracuse. A four-year school to come to a junior college has really been the fact that it's more transient. Essentially, every year you lose half of your roster. And you bring in another group of students that's coming in that's experiencing college for the first time, that's experiencing getting away from home for the first time, experiencing the trials, the tribulations, the challenges, and the opportunities. And it's really, really important when you're dealing with an environment like that to be ready to help students because life isn't easy. Being a student, being a grown-up isn't easy when you're coming out of high school. And so it's really, really a challenge for every coach at this level to be able to put together a team that can gel, and again, I say gel off the court as well as on the court. And this was a group of young ladies that really did a nice job with that. They respected one another and their diversity. They respected one another and their talents. And I think that we saw it as the year went on, because this team suffered some very, very difficult injuries along the way. And particularly here in the last couple of weeks, they suffered several of them that were really, really the type of injuries that impacted, frankly, the outcome last night. And every time there was an injury, somebody stepped up. Somebody who maybe was only playing a minute or two earlier in the year stepped up and made plays and made things happen. Their quarterfinal victory the other night was a wonderful, wonderful example of that, where they took people who it wasn't just I use the analogy of they're like a train. And every train, you know, there's an engine on a train, but every car on that train is important. And if one of those cars falls off the track, the train falls off the track, and they didn't. And they persevered, and they fought through it, and they got contributions from everybody in many different ways. And it's really a testament to those young ladies and to Coach Wheeler and his staff to be able to put keep that train on the track as long as it did, and to achieve as much as they did.
Absolutely. And, you know, looking at achievements, not just with Mike Wheeler with the women's basketball team, but, you know, all down the line, I mean, you have men's lacrosse with head coach Chuck Wilbur, who has been a national champion, a Region 3 champion, Mid-State Athletic Conference champion. In the 21st century, they're winning more than they're losing in tennis, qualifying for championships, becoming national champions, in the NJCAA Division 3 in 2008. So a lot to be proud of. On this show, we've had Dave Pasiak, the men's head basketball coach. We've obviously had Mike Wheeler, the women's head basketball coach. Chuck Wilbur, the men's head lacrosse coach. Jeff Knittle, the men's head soccer coach. What are your thoughts on your coaching staff? Because OCC, it sometimes is one of the best kept secrets of Central New York. And then as I go down the line and say everything I just said, it's hard to believe that they could be a secret at all. Your coaching staff, what do they mean to you?
Well, they're everything. They're educators, first and foremost. We have folks that are here to make sure that they make a difference in all of these students' lives. And certainly they're great coaches, and that's part of the package. But, you know, we have coaches, and we want coaches who want to make a difference in more ways than just helping somebody become a better shooter or becoming a better passer or becoming a better player in this sport or that sport. So for us, it's really about making sure that these are the kind of people that run a program. They don't just coach a sport. And I think that's a very, very important thing. It's relatively speaking now, it's easy to walk out and to coach a sport when you don't have to worry about anything else, particularly those who've played at a high level or been around a sport for quite some time. It's another thing to run a program, and what I mean by running a program is to have a structure that holds kids accountable, that provides a support mechanism for students, and it's academically, it's socially, it's emotionally, and all of that that comes with being a young person. And I think that that's been the biggest key. For me, it's I always tell them that we expect to compete to win, and we want coaches that are going to help our students prepare to win and compete for championships, because I think that allows our students to experience things that are going to help them prepare for life, the game of life, because life's not easy, and we want that competitiveness. But I'll take helping a student and doing things that help the student away from the sport more. I'll take those victories over. I'll take the victories that happen on the court or on the field. So that doesn't mean we're not going to try to win. If they're going to keep score, we're going to try to win, and I certainly want to win. But we're going to look for those victories off the court, and I think, you know, we're seeing it. And if you can win off the court, there's no reason why you're not going to win on the court or on the field. And I think that's been a success. That's been probably the primary reason that OCC has been successful. We have leaders, leaders of young people who understand that it's more than just a sport, and that if you can find that discipline and you can find that way to help students and young people away from the field, it's going to contribute to how successful they are on the field or court.
Absolutely. You know, and speaking with OCC Athletic Director Rob Edson, it kind of leads into the next thing I want to talk to you about is what principles do you ask of your coaching staff to integrate into their teams as they go forward?
Well, the most important thing from a coaching staff perspective is we want them to be communicators. I think that communication is probably one of the most overlooked and underemphasized thing that exists in the world today. You know, we're a society that relies so much on technology and has just eliminated interpersonal communications to such a degree that I think many times we forget that being able to talk to somebody, being able to write to somebody, those types of things are integral to having successful relationships. And if you have successful relationships, it creates an opportunity for you to learn, to teach, and to do those things. And it really is the key to everything. It's probably the number one principle we have. Outside of that, I want people that to be around, both students and coaches, that have a passion for what they're doing. You have to care. You have to want to make a difference. And I think that's probably the second biggest key that we have, and it's been integral in all of our coaches to be able to do that. And then, as I said, I think that, and I hate to repeat it, but I think it comes back, it bears repeating, is that you do need somebody that cares more than just about the X's and O's. It's easy for somebody to walk in and collect the paycheck and to walk away from your sport, you know, when the season's over. But somebody who's willing to follow up with students and to make this commitment is really somebody who's special and can continue to make a difference in the lives of these people.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think, you know, it can obviously be stated some have a hands-off approach, some have a hands-on approach, and your approach is definitely the latter. You're always there, always trying to make sure that these students are involved in not just the athletic part, but in the student part of being a student-athlete, which is something that I respect a lot and always talk about here on the show. And so, you know, going to you and what it's been like in your first year, how is it? I mean, we've talked about what you care about. We've talked about all the positive things to look at with the program, but how's your job going so far? Are you enjoying yourself?
I love it. I love it. Every day I get up and I smile because of the fact that I know that every day when I go to work, I work with people that are trying to make a difference. And at OCC, it goes well beyond what I'm doing. You know, it's a campus that is about opportunity. It's a campus that's about trying to give people, to open doors for opportunity for people, to allow people to explore and discover themselves and to figure out what it is I want to be. And what is it that I can be? And really the combination of all of that makes for an environment that for me is very satisfying and rewarding. That doesn't mean there aren't challenges. Every day is full of challenges. Every day is full of opportunities. And those are the types of things that right now I embrace. And you know, you mentioned it earlier. We have a lot of good things going on. You know, our women's lacrosse team opened up the season yesterday, their very first game under new coach Tom McDonald, who was a longtime Henniger High School coach. That group came out, and they won their first game yesterday down in Maryland against some tough competition. And those are the types of things I love seeing. I love seeing our coaches and our student-athletes get rewarded for hard work. I love it when I see a student-athlete in the hall and they bring me their scores from a test they just had because they know how important that is to me. And that makes me feel as though we're doing the right things. And, you know, every day you don't have success every single day. And when you don't have that success, ideally what you do is you learn from it and it drives you for more success, and that's what we're doing. And so every day I go to work, I have fun, and I look forward to it very much.
Well, that's great. You know, I know, speaking with OCC Athletic Director Rob Edson, how much you've cared about this from, I talked to you from the moment that you got the job all the way to now. And, you know, the reason why we have the Art of Leadership is to talk about leaders in the community that truly are people who care, people who go beyond just the athletic side, and you hear about, you know, rule violations and recruiting violations and all these different things that go on with sports and who's taking a test, who's taking the test for them. And it's good to know that in this community, there are people that are truly doing things the right way, that are focused on not only building the athlete and trying to win games, but as you've said repeatedly today, you're one of those people that wants them to do good in their lives after the fact, during the play, after the play, once they're parents, once they're out there doing different things in the field. Not everyone gets to play professionally as an athlete, but you do all get to move on in your lives and figure out what you want to do with it, and you've always helped people to do that. So that's why you've been here, that's why you are here now on The Art of Leadership, because you embody something that I respect. And you're someone that, you know, if I had the opportunity to work for as a coach, you know that I would.
Well, maybe someday, Dan. Maybe someday we'll figure that out.
I'm a basketball man, so I'm just saying, Dave Pasiak, if you get a little bit tired, you just make a phone call. It's all right.
Sounds great.
All right, sir. Well, as always, thank you for everything that you do.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Dan. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye.